So where are we? I'm Commander Sam Vimes of the City Watch. I've been thrown back in time chasing a villain called Carsa, and we're both running around the city in the old days. I've taken the name of John Keel, a good copper now dead, and I'm in charge of the old watch, including my young self, under an idiot called Captain Rust.
People are building barricades, Sergeant.
Sir? And all hell is breaking loose in the city because the people want to get rid of Mad Lord Winder.
There are gangs of rascals roaming the streets. Well, martial law has been declared. Today we're going to show them a firm hand.
That's where we are, and it's not a good place to be. And back in the present, my wife's having a baby, and I want to go home.
You all right, Sarge?
Hmm?
You were well away.
Huh?
You ought to have had a proper sleep last night, Sarge.
There's plenty of time to sleep in the grave.
Yeah, I heard that. But no one wakes you up with a nice cup of tea. I got them lined up, Sarge.
You've made an effort, Fred. I've never seen them looking so formal.
Thank you, Sarge.
They look almost neat. Equipment varied and optional.
Sarge.
Shame about the heights.
Nothing I can do about that, sir. I put Nancy Ball on one end and Wiglet on the other.
Nancy Ball always the first man on duty to know when it's raining.
And Wiglet's the last. If you stand well back, you can get both of them in the vision without too much eye strain, Sarge.
Sergeant Keel.
Sir.
I shall inspect the men.
Sir.
10, sharp. Sergeant.
Sir.
I shall require something to stand on.
Sir.
I wish to address the men in order to inspire them and stiffen their resolve. They must understand the political background to the current crisis.
We all know about Lord Winder being a loony, sir.
Squad dismissed! Sergeant, did that man just...
Quiet words, sir. These are simple men. Best not to disturb them, if you take my meaning.
But
they know their duty, sir.
Well, their duty, Sergeant, is to do what they're told.
Exactly, sir.
Well, perhaps there is something in what you say... And you trust them?
As a matter of fact, yes.
Well, very well. We'll make a circuit of the surrounding streets. This is a time for action. Reports are disturbing. We must hold the line, Sergeant. We must march out.
Try not to bunch up, lads.
Sorry, Sarge.
Keep up, Wiglet.
Yes, Sarge.
Keel.
Sir?
What's this?
It's a barricade, sir. Not a particularly good one. Bit of a trial effort, if you ask me.
Right in our faces. It's an absolute defiance of constituted authority. Sergeant, do your duty.
And that would be, at this point...
Arrest the ringleaders.
Very well, sir. If you will stand back, I shall seek them out. all right, what's going on here? Oi! I asked a civil question.
It's a sergeant from last night.
Death to the fascist oppressors!
You're well out of order!
Right, point taken.
Death to the fascist oppressors! Present company excluded!
There, is everybody happy now?
Is that Mr. Reginald Shue?
I regret that I have only one life to lay down for Whalebone Lane!
If you only knew, Reg. Now then! I don't think all this is necessary, is it?
Yes, it is!
Now, come on, ladies and gentlemen. Is this any way to behave? You can't take the law into your own hands! What am I saying? What am I saying? Oh, dear gods.
Watch out, Sarge! All right, Keel. I'll deal with this. Now, order the men to open fire. One round of crossbow bolts over the top of the barricade.
No.
Sergeant, you're in shock. Men... prepare to fire!
Sarge?
First man that fires, I will personally cut that man down.
Is this mutiny?
I'm not a soldier, sir. I can't mutiny.
Corporal, put this man under arrest.
Me, sir?
What, you won't? Then I must.
I'd put that sword away if I were you, sir.
You will not shoot me, you young idiot. That would be murder.
Not where I'm aiming, sir.
Constable!
I think I can see the problem, Captain. As you were, Lance Constable. There's been a slight misunderstanding, but this should sort it out. Oh! Waddy, Wiglet, drag the captain back to the watchhouse and lock him up, will you? I am taking command after the captain's sudden attack of insanity.
Can you do that, Sarge?
I just have.
Was he insane, Sarge?
He asked you to shoot at people who weren't shooting back. That makes him insane enough for me.
They are throwing stones, Sarge.
So, stay out of range. They'll get tired before we do. I'll have a word. Some of you know me.
Yeah, we do.
I'm Sergeant Keel, currently in command of the Treacle Mine Watch House. And I order you to dismantle this barricade. And I order you to dismantle this barricade and rebuild it on the other side of the corner with Cable Street. And put up another one at the top of Shear Street. Properly built. A barricade is something you construct. You don't just pile stuff up, for God's sake. Who's in charge here?
You are!
Very funny. Very funny. Now laugh this one off. No one's interested in us yet. This is a quiet part of town. But when things go really bad, you're going to have cavalry on your backs with sabres. How long would you last? You need to shut off this end of Treacle and the end of Shear. It's up to you, of course. We'd like to protect you, but me and my men will be behind the barricades, which we are going to build over here. Right, lads, you heard. Pants and Gaskin, take the hurry-up wagon to the bridge and turn it over. Yes, Waddy and Nanswall and Fred, go and nick some carts. I want a couple blocking the streets down here and the rest wedged into the alley mouths. We've got to block up the back ways. The rest of you can get all the benches and tables out of the watch house. Well?
Sarge?
Wiglet?
How far's this going to go?
All the way, son.
But we took an oath, Sarge, and now we're helping rebels. It doesn't seem right.
We took an oath to uphold the law and defend the citizens without fear or favour. That's all they put in. Nothing in there about orders. We're not soldiers. But I won't stop anyone who wants to walk.
Mr. Keel.
Nobby.
Yes, Mr. Keel.
What's been happening?
Big riot in Satel Square, Sarge. And they say people have broken into Dolly Sister's watch house and thrown the lieutenant out the window. And there's looting all over the place.
I get the picture. Hear that, lads? Leave if you want to. On the other hand, gentlemen, if you are going to leave, where are you going to go to?
We'll get the cars.
Yes, Sarge.
And I want a penny.
Here's a dollar. Just keep telling me stuff.
Oh, cool. Thanks, mister.
Officer?
Yes? Can I help you?
You said that there's rioting and soldiers on the way.
Very likely, sir.
Well, the thing is, officer, the thing is, what are you going to do about us being murdered in our beds?
Well, it's not 4 o'clock yet, sir, but if you'll let me know when you want to retire...
No, I don't think you quite understand.
This is a ruse, isn't it?
Anyone else wants to join us, get a move on.
You'll get us in your power and we'll never be seen again.
Stay out then, Reg.
You don't know that. That's my name.
You're Red Shoe. You live in Whalebone Lane.
You've got a secret file on me.
A mile long.
I demand to see it.
Mr. Shoe, we don't have a file on you. We don't have a file on anyone. Half of us can't read without using a finger. Reg, we are not interested in you.
It's no good torturing me. I won't reveal any details of other revolutionary cells. None of the cadres know anything about the other ones. That's how we work, see?
Really? Do they know about you? You're a cell of one, Reg! You got the shirt and the haircut and the sash and you know all the songs, but you're no urban gorilla, not you. You ought to be indoors.
Beg pardon?
I take it all back. You're a dangerous individual. We better have you where we can keep an eye on you. Tell you what, you can undermine the enemy from within.
Yes! Truth! Justice! Freedom!
Sarge?
Yes?
There's some cavalry coming down the road.
All right. Get everyone behind the barricade. I'll deal with this.
You there?
Yes?
Are you in charge?
Yes. Can I help you?
Where are your men?
Up there.
On the barricade?
Well done.
There's a man waving a flag.
Justice!
Just high spirits.
It's a damn rebel barricade, man. All barricades are to be torn down by order of the patrician.
What seems to be the problem, trooper?
Rebel barricade, sir.
Oh, yeah. You can get away with that.
We are all your gentlemen.
Not that for a long time.
Touch us and you'll lose.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, come on, sing on, sing.
Rebel song, sir.
It's the national anthem, trooper. Not in itself an act of treason.
But the barricade, sir.
Just a pile of furniture. I expect people have been spring cleaning. You'll never be an officer if you can't see straight. We're needed elsewhere. Troop, about wheel! Thank you, Sergeant.
Thank you, Captain.
Sarge?
What is it, Fred?
There's lots of people coming over the Ponds Bridge. They say there's things happening everywhere. Should we let them in? It's mostly old people and kids. And my granny, Sarge.
Is she trustworthy?
Well, not when she's had a few pints.
Let them in.
Some of them is Watchman, a few of the lads from Dinmore and Kingsway, and Di Dickens, the sergeant. He said they were told to shoot people, so they deserted.
Quit, Fred. We don't desert. We're civilians. Right. Get them organised into squads and ready to move the barricades forward.
Forward?
That's right, Fred. Then we're going down Cable Street. Right. We're going to take the law into our own hands and we're going to squeeze it.
Oh, looks like two particulars on the front door, Sarge.
Well, just walk up, slow as you like. Afternoon, gentlemen.
Afternoon.
What's happening downtown?
People are getting restless, getting very bad across the river. That's why we've come for the prisoners in the cells.
Yeah? On whose authority?
Mr. Burley and Mr. Strong in the arm.
Who the hell are they?
Sam.
Yes, sir?
What make of these crossbows?
Hines Brothers, sir, Mark III's.
Not Burley and Strong in the arm?
Never heard of them, sir.
Damn, 5 years too early. Let me put it another way. Give me any trouble, and I will shoot you both in the head.
You've only got one arrow.
There's my lad here, too, and he's in training. He might hit you anywhere. Drop your swords. Run. Do it now. And don't come back! In we go.
I've never been into Cable Street.
Oh, my God.
The smell.
You stay here, Sam, lad. I'll deal with this.
You cannot fight for reasonably priced love.
You can if you want me and the rest of the girls on board, Reg. Free is not a word we wish to see used in these circumstances.
Very well. I take it we're all happy with truth, justice and freedom.
Yeah, what about my shoe shop? So you say we'll seize hold of the means of production. So how does that work regarding my shoe shop?
After the revolution, all property will be held in common.
Well, so who's going to pay for the shoes?
Everyone will pay a reasonable price for the shoes, and you won't be guilty of living off the sweat of the common worker.
Well, there's only the cows and the lads in the tannery, and frankly, all they do is stand in a field all day.
Not the lads in the tannery.
Well, no, obviously not.
Look, everything will belong to the people, and everyone will be better off. All right.
Put these trestles together.
Yes, Dr. Lord.
And then you can start rolling bandages.
Lord.
Sergeant Keel, where have you been?
Cable Street.
You're a bit singed, Sergeant.
So is Cable Street. I've got some of the people from the cells. Some of them are beyond help, but some of them you might be able to...
Your leg?
Only a flesh wound.
I'd better have a look. Dare I ask who was responsible for this?
Captain Swing.
Does he need any attention?
No, he won't ever be needing any attention.
Ow. Hold still. I've got to stitch this up. We're going to have a busy night, I think. Your barricades have moved out as far as Easy Street, did you know? It's all getting bigger.
Yes.
There. You'll do for now.
I'd better go and have a look.
Something should be done about the rats, Mr.
Perhaps
Shute.
Perhaps we should be thinking about higher things, comrade.
I am not a comrade, Mr. Shute, and neither is Mrs. Rutherford.
Yeah.
No, nor are we bourgeoisie.
That's bourgeoisie.
Bourgeoisie? Oh, that doesn't sound too bad, actually.
No, okay, whatever. You're all happy with truth, freedom and justice, aren't you?
Well, they don't cost anything, do they?
Sergeant Keel.
Now, what I'd like is a hard-boiled egg. But
we are setting our sights a little higher, Sergeant.
Well, Reg, tomorrow the sun will come up again, and I'm pretty sure that whatever happens, we won't have found freedom. And there won't be a whole lot of justice, and I'm damn sure we won't have found truth. But it's just possible I might get a hard-boiled egg.
We are forming a government, the People's Republic of Treacle Mine Road.
Oh, good, another one, just what we need. Now, where have my barricades gone?
Hello, Mr. Keel.
Hello, Nobby. How did you get there?
My mum says I'm insidious.
She's right. So
I'm an acting constable now, Sarge. Mr. Colon said so. Gave me a spare helmet. I'm carving myself a badge out of... What's that, like, waxy kind of like candles, but you can't eat it?
Soap, Nobby?
Right, Sarge. Then I'm going to carve...
Where have the barricades gone, Nobby?
That'll cost you.
I am your sergeant, Nobby. We are no longer in a financial relationship. Tell me where the bloody barricades are.
Probably nearly to Short Street, Sarge. It's getting to the point where there's like more of us inside them than out.
Captain Tom.
Major Clive.
What's the situation look like to you?
We've lost nearly 80 troopers.
80?
Most are deserters.
Oh, deserters. We've had some of those too.
Frankly, Clive, you tend to get them in this sort of mess.
Well, it's gone quiet anyway.
Supper time.
This is no damn good. Man throws a rock, walks round the corner, and he's an upstanding citizen again. There's no rules. You can't see in those damned alleys. You can't group. Where's your lordship?
Gone to the ball, same as yours.
What were your orders, may I ask?
To do whatever I considered necessary to carry out our original objectives.
Did he write that down?
No.
Pity. Neither did mine. It's almost 10. People will be going to bed soon.
Perhaps it's all just going to calm down.
Oh, that would be nice.
All right, who's in charge?
Who the hell are you?
Carser. Sergeant Carser.
In that case, you
of the particulars. Yeah, that's right. And it's lucky for you that I'm here, soldier boy. While you and your shiny lads have been prancing around chasing washerwomen, the real trouble's been happening down Trinkle Mine Road. You know it.
We haven't had any reports of disturbances down there, man.
Right. Don't you think that's strange?
One of my men was down there this afternoon and said everything was under control.
Really? Who's control? Has anyone told you that the Cable Street Watch House has been burned to the ground with, what? We believe, the loss of the lives of Captain Swing and at least one of our technical people?
Swing? Be gods!
All the rebel scum you lads have been driving out of Dolly Sister's Watch House and all the other nests, they've ended up in Trinkle Mine Road. The person in charge calls himself Sergeant Keel. But he is an imposter. The real Keel is in the mortuary.
How do you know all this?
We in the particulars have ways of finding things out.
So I've heard.
Now, martial law means that military comes to the aid of the civil power, and that's me. Of course, you could send a couple of runners to the ball. All I'm asking is for your men to assist us with a little surgical strike.
I must consult my fellow officer.
You do that, Sonny Jim.
Carser. His name is on the list of officers that Captain Swing sent us. He's entitled to request assistance.
And we're entitled to refuse.
But we'll have to tell their lordships why.
He's an evil-looking little bastard.
He's right about one thing. It's all been very quiet down towards Treacle Mine Road.
Send out some gallopers. Get some proper intelligence.
Good idea.
Sarge?
Fred?
Supposing the area behind the barricades was bigger than the area in front of the barricades, right?
Right.
Then, correct me if I'm wrong, Sarge, but that would mean, in a manner of speaking, we are now in front of the barricades, am I right?
In a manner of speaking?
Well, then, as it were, it's not like we're rebelling, is it? Because there's more of us, so the majority can't rebel. It stands to reason. So, that makes us the good guys. Well, obviously, we've been the good guys all along, but now it'd be kind of official, yeah?
Yeah.
So, we thought we'd push on down Short Street, and then down into Dinmore, and, well, it hasn't really been that hard. We've got about a quarter of the city, I reckon.
Fred.
Sarge?
Did I tell you to do this?
No, Sarge.
There's too many people, Fred.
Well, there's more coppers too, Sarge. A lot of the lads found their way here. Good lads, too. Sergeant Dickens, he knows his stuff. He's asked every able-bodied man who knows how to use a weapon to muster up. We've got an army, Sarge.
I just wanted to keep a few streets safe. I thought we could get away with it.
It looks like more people running from round Dolly Sister's way, Sarge.
All right, let them in. But no weapons. We don't want particulars in here or soldiers in disguise.
Right, Sarge.
Come in here. Present arms.
Sergeant Dickens.
Sir.
Well mustered.
Thank you, sir. Some of them are retired watchmen, sir. A lot of them have been in the regiment. There's a few kids wanting to see some action, you know how it is. They're resolute, sir.
Well done, Sergeant, but I don't want a war.
It won't come to that, sir. I've seen a few barricades in my time. It generally ends peaceful. The new man takes over, people get bored, everyone goes home.
But Lord Winder's a nutter.
Tell me one that wasn't, sir.
Right then, I want 20 men on Shambling Gate. Tripwires on the bridge.
Do you think they'll try the back way, sir?
Of course. No one with an ounce of sense goes up against the barricade. You find the weakness. Places we're not expecting them.
But you are expecting them.
Off you go, Sergeant Dickens.
Right, sir.
Major Clive. Huh?
Make your report, Trooper Gabitas.
It's huge, sir. It really is. I went up to the one in Hero Street and asked what it was all about. Someone shouted down that everything was all right, thank you very much, and they'd finished all the barricades for now. I said, what about law and order? And they said, we've got plenty, thank you.
No one fired at you?
No, sir. There's something else, sir.
What?
I think I recognised a few people. Up on the barricades. They were some of ours, sir.
Fred.
Sarge?
I wonder if you fully understand the basic idea here. The soldiers, they stay on the outside of the barricade. If they are inside, Fred, we don't in any real sense have a bloody barricade. Do you understand?
Oh, yes, sir.
I think you'll find one of the things the regiment is very hot on indeed is knowing who's on your side and who's not.
Well, it started with Billy Wiggly's brother, Sarge. A few of his soldier mates came with him, all local lads. And there's a lad Nancy Ball grew up with and a bloke who's the son of Waddy's next-door neighbour.
How many, Fred?
Well, about 60, sir.
Might this not be part of some clever plan?
No, Sarge. I can't see Wally Wiggly being part of a clever plan. They only allowed him in the regiment after he got someone to paint Eleanor on his boots. We know them all, Sarge. They never expected to have their grannies throwing things at them. That can get a lad down, that sort of thing.
All right, but if this goes on, everyone is going to be inside the barricade, Fred.
Sarge.
Sergeant.
Sir.
What's going to happen next, Sarge?
Well, I think they'll attack in two places. The cavalry will go round and try to come in through Shambling Gate, because that'll look easy. And some will creep over Misbegot Bridge.
Are you sure, sir?
Positive. It's like that. Seen it all before, Summer. It won't be for an hour or two. They're not important enough.
People are just piling in here, Sarge. There's robberies and everything going on out there.
Victory stew! Get your victory stew! Tap into bowl or I'll cut me throat, right, Sergeant?
Smells good, Mr. Dibbler. What's in it?
It's stew. Strong enough to put hairs on your chest.
Some of it looks quite hairy as it is.
Well, that's how good it is.
Two bowls, please, Mr. Dibbler.
Thanks, Sarge.
There you go.
Thanks.
Victory stew! Get your victory stew!
Go on, sir. Get it, Danny.
Victory stew! Victory stew!
Is it really going to come to fighting, Sarge?
Yes.
What, like, really fighting?
Yeah.
But won't there be some talking first?
No. Maybe afterwards.
Seems the wrong way round.
Yes, lad. But it's a tried and tested method. My goodness.
Yeah, not bad.
Major Clive!
Make your report, Trooper Gabitas.
All quiet down there, sir. I caught this, though, sir. Sneaking after me.
Oh.
Been behind the barricade, haven't we, my lad?
Can it speak?
There's no need to be like that.
It's a street urchin, sir.
It's got a watch badge. Is it some sort of mascot?
I carved it myself out of soap, so I can be a copper. I'm thinking of going for a soldier if I grow up.
I'm afraid you're not tall enough.
I don't see why not. The enemy reaches all the way down to the ground. Anyway, people are lying down when you get their boots off.
Do you mean to tell me that you want to join the army just to loot the battlefields? A little lad like you? Have you no interest in honour, glory, love of city?
Can you get much for them?
They are priceless.
In that case, I'll stick with the boots.
Look at Trooper Gabitas there. 20 years' service, a fine soldier. He wouldn't stoop to stealing the boots of a fallen enemy, would you, Trooper?
No, sir. Mug's game, sir.
Jewelry quite more right, portable.
Quite right. By the sound of it, my lad, your time with the rebels has filled your head with very wrong ideas.
I ain't a rebel. I'm an Ankh-Morpork lad, I am. I'm an honest lad, I am.
You're a married man, Trooper. What are we supposed to do now?
I could give him a clout alongside the ear, sir.
Now stop grizzling and listen, lad. We need information about this man Keel.
I don't know nothing.
Why not leave it to the experts, Major?
Sergeant Carser.
Got yourself a little prisoner, have you? Reckon you've got a ringleader here. Now you need special training to get the best out of lads like this.
I don't know nothing.
Now then, lad, you know who I am, don't you?
Yes.
I'm with the particulars.
Yes.
Now, I can see two of you. One's a lively lad who's going to help the proper authorities and has all his own teeth. And the other is a stubborn little beggar who tries to be clever. Now, funny thing is with me, it's a little habit of mine that I never ask a question twice. So, you're not a criminal, are you?
No.
You just do what you have to?
Yes.
And this man who calls himself Keel is the leader of the rebels, yes?
Does that mean everyone does what he tells them?
Yes.
Yes.
And what do they talk about behind the barricade?
Justice and truth and freedom and stuff.
Yeah, rebel talk. Take it from me, Major. You're a good lad. Now, I wonder what I've got in my pocket for a good lad. Oh, yes, it's somebody's ear, still warm.
Oh, thanks, mister.
Now, run a long way away or I'll gut you. So, you're planning a little sortie, are you, Major, around the river? Oh, that's nice. Why aren't you bloody well attacking, Major?
Well, they're not
You're losing it. Troops to them. They hold a quarter of the city and you're going to sneak round the back like you're frightened.
I'm frightened of no man.
You ride up to them and damn them to hell. They're stealing the streets from you. You take them back. They put themselves beyond the law. You take the law to them. That's my advice, sir. Of course, sir, you know your own business best. As you were.
What a horrible man. But he's right. Show of strength. Bold front. Muster the men, trooper. Let's get it over with.
Sarge! Sarge, wake up!
What is it?
They're bringing up siege weapons, Sarge. They're coming down the street, Sarge.
What? That's stupid.
They're coming, Sarge!
I know what this is. This is Casa.
In part 4 of Night Watch by Terry Pratchett, dramatised by Robin Brooks, Sam Vimes was played by Philip Jackson, Young Sam by Carl Prekop, Casa by Paul Ritter, and Major Clive by Peter Marinka. Rosie was played by Claire Corbett, Colon by Sam Dale, Dr. Lorne by Ben Onwukwe, and Reg by Joseph Kloska. The director was Jessica Dromgoole.